Good morning, everyone. On behalf of my family, I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to all of you for being here today to honor the life of my mother, Jewel Jacqueline Capelluto, a beautiful name for a beautiful woman, a jewel, a gem, something that through its beauty and sparkle gives joy. This describes my mom. Kindness has been a word used often in the past couple days to describe my mother. Warmth and caring for others. Made it to feel important, words I heard from several people, to describe how it felt to be in my mom's presence. I felt she really cared about me. Other words I've heard over and over. And she was warm and caring and soft-spoken. She had a way of turning simple events into special events. And she was beautiful, inside and out. She was lovely. Her beloved sister, my Auntie Ina, described her as being the prettiest little girl that I have ever seen. And these were likely the very qualities my father saw in her that made him fall in love with her the first time he met her. Theirs was a storybook romance. They met at the tender ages of 15 and 16, childhood sweethearts. They met at a party that neither one of them wanted to attend. They went through high school and a couple of years of college together, and at the young ages of 18 and 19, got married. Through thick and thin, three children, four grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren, my mom and dad made a life together for 62 years. Family was everything to my mother. She cherished us, her children. My brother, sister, and me. And she made us feel special. She knew how to turn the most simple event into something you would never forget. My earliest memory, at possibly around the age of three or four, of this was one night in our little house on 50th. She put my baby brother Ralph to bed and made hot chocolate for my dad and me and put pillows on the floor for us all to sit on. She put on our little black and white TV and we sat and drank our cocoa and watched TV. It was so simple, such a small event, and yet it is burned into my memory. It was so special to be with my parents in this way. My parents loved to dance. As a very young girl, I would spend hours sitting on my mom's bed watching her get ready to go out with my dad. I thought my parents were the most perfect couple I ever saw. I remember her wearing the most beautiful silk dresses and matching shoes and wrapping her long hair up in a French roll. I wanted to be so much like her. I was incredibly proud of my mom. I loved that she was PTA president through most of my schooling. She was very creative and always helped in all the various school activities and shows that we participated in. I loved that she would be at our school a lot, and all my teachers knew her. She produced elaborate productions for our synagogue events that involved all the children that I got to star in. She went out of her way to plan fun and creative birthday and holiday parties for us. Friends loved coming into our home. We always had the best sukkah, and everyone loved coming to our home for the holidays. My mom was incredibly patient with us. She played endless games of Monopoly with me whenever I was home sick from school. It wasn't until I played Monopoly with my grandchildren that I learned to appreciate just how much patience she had. My mom was respectful and loving to her mother and her in-laws. She taught us the true meaning of kavod. Our grandparents were a huge part of our lives, and she taught us a lot about caring for them. She took wonderful care of her mother. My parents took her everywhere and always made sure she was cared for. She loved her sisters-in-law, and brothers-in-law. She loved her nieces and nephews, and they in turn thought the world of her. My my mom cared about her extended family as well. Aunts, uncles, and cousins were always welcome in our home, and we spent many holidays and Shabbatot together with them. As we got older, my mom took on new roles in her life. She became a partner in business with my dad, and together they built a business that's one of the oldest manufacturing companies in the Pacific Northwest. This business, Seattle Curtains, became a huge part of their lives. My mom was a kind and loving mother-in-law. Her sons-in-law, Stan and Leon, only have words of praise for her. I've tried to model myself after her with my daughters-in-law. She became a grandmother, and life took on a new meaning for her. This job she took really seriously. She and my dad loved to travel with her grandchildren. One of the greatest highlights of their lives was when they took their grandchildren to Rodos on a family reunion trip. My mother never stopped talking about this trip and all the stories involving the kids. She went to their school events and their sporting events. When her grandchildren married, she embraced their spouses like they were her own. I know Jenny Jordan and Jenny Maury and Yael's husband, Michael, are as close to her as any grandchild can be. I can't even describe the joy she took in becoming a great grandparent. And she was active with her great-grandkids just as she was with the grandchildren. My mom and I loved to talk on the phone or sit around on a Shabbat afternoon when we would stay with them and just talk about grandchildren. She was so proud of every little accomplishment, no matter how small. She thought her great-grandchildren were the smartest kids in the whole world. She would go on and on about Jakey and Jacob, Chazanut and reading in the synagogue, Eli and Abby's sports knowledge and ability, Joey's teaching her how to use her smartphone, and Raquel and Adele's singing full songs in perfect pitch, and her newest addition, little Winnie, who she thought was just perfectly cute. I will miss my mom more than anything. I will cherish my memories of her forever, and I will love her forever. I will never stop telling her stories to my grandchildren, so they will never forget her. My mom left this life happy and content that her family was well. She unselfishly cared for her husband, my dad, and tended to his every need. God bless you, Mom. May you rest in perfect